CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
But KT, you might have some insight on the weirdest sport in all of college sports.
So we've talked about it for years from a drop that we've played on the show many times about Texas Tech.
Texas Tech is always the national champion.
So it's become a thing over the past couple years because of that drop that we always play.
Yep.
If Texas Tech wins something in any collegiate sport, someone will inevitably tweet us and tag us on it. And the one that's come up a few times is the National Meat Judging Contest.
Go Wieners!
I'm sorry. So
I was actually not surprised when there was an article yesterday in Sports Illustrated on Texas Tech's dominance and the field of national meat judging.
All right, I've got meat on hold.
When I saw this in your email, I immediately thought of Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, yeah.
Because Napoleon had to judge cow milks, and he's like, this one got into an onion patch. And they were like, yes. He was like, yes, got it right.
So great.
But meat judging? I mean, that's a sport?
It is a sport.
Is that because of the demographics, or what's the deal?
Well, basically a little bit. But basically what it is they are now the Alabama of national meat judging.
Okay, so
in fact, their coach, Dr. Mark Miller,
yeah,
in this article is quoted as being the Nick Saban of national meat judging.
Is that drop we play from that gay weatherman? Is he talking about meat judging?
I don't know.
Like, maybe that's hopefully what he's talking about,
because it's true. I have seen
Texas Tech is always the national champion.
Maybe
I think he's talking about meat judging.
I'm thinking the Olivia Munn drop is also about this too.
I've got meat on hold.
Very well be this.
He's so. I didn't even realize this till after I'd read the article that my buddy wrote it, or a guy I know wrote it.
Wait, you know someone in the meat judging community?
No, not in the meat judging community, but in the sports writing community. His name is Mike Pellucci.
Hey!
He's on the meat beat?
He just got hired at The Athletic, but he was on the meat beat last week.
Meat Good beat gracious. Manifesto.
That's a tough grind, man.
It really is. For Sports
That's
Illustrated.
That's a good pun, too.
Thank you.
That's kind of a grinder app, right?
You get your sports, okay, yeah. Then it's more online. You get your Sports Illustrated, you're going, man, okay, there's a good story on the NBA Finals, or the NBA Playoffs. Maybe some of these teams are doing an offseason. Meat judging. Okay. Let's see what this is about. And you dive in. And I'll be damned if it's not really interesting.
Really?
So I grew up, growing up in a small town like Olney, 4-H was very popular. I never did it. And FFA in high school was very popular, which is Future Farmers of America. These are classes that you would take. And a lot of times would go in, there were students who would go to livestock contests. We used to, the 4th Stock Show, that happens every year, right? Mm-hmm. And it's very, like, that is... high school kids competing.
My cousin Randy did the thing where you raise a steer when he was in high school at Rockwall.
Okay.
And part of that competition.
Kind of feels like the same type of thing here. Now, here's what the basis is. They go into this cooler that's 36 degrees, okay, for when the day of the contest, okay? The cooler is 36 degrees and you're there all day.
I think the meat would shrink in there.
And you basically, I think it's because it's like a dead pig carcass something like that. They put on these lab coats and gloves and glasses.
The carcasses?
This is really interesting. There's a part where they're talking about.
They dress them up.
They dress them up. They put names on, little name tags on them. But they were talking about, hey, the biggest thing that I need is I need a responsible college kid on my team. That's what the coach is talking about. And you're a responsible kid who I can trust for a weekend to have his priorities in order and also not get wigged out by being in a cooler at 36 degrees for 8 hours at a time. It's mind over matter. It's mental warfare. And there's 10 stations. And they're 10 minutes each, and they have breaks and things like that. But there's 10 stations, and they have beef. You're evaluating cuts of pork, lamb, you know, different body parts. And they're talking about, like, one of the stations required the judge to eyeball how much fat and muscle are on a beef carcass. So you go, okay, that's probably about 12 ounces. Write it down. And sure enough, Texas Tech dominates at this.
Really?
Now, one part of the article that's very, very interesting is they talked about why. Why does this happen? Why is Texas Tech the one? Well, they are very close to cattle country, mm-hmm. obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So they have that. And they also have this place that is, it's called Cargill Foods. It's a food plant.
Okay.
Right near Lubbock.
I was about to bring them up.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, they can go practice at their facilities.
Okay.
So on Saturday mornings when they're not having a contest, or on Friday afternoons when they get out of class, they will meet and spend their Friday or Friday night or Saturday mornings, whenever it's scheduled, go into this food plant, and they've got an advantage. And they, in the article, Mike Pellucci wrote this, compared it to, it's the equivalent of a college team just getting an extra couple days of practice and live snaps. Like,
but why is this happening in the world? Why do we need someone to sit there and go, yep, that's a good piece of meat right there?
I have an answer.
Guy who just said that's a good piece of meat, give him an A+. Done.
I do have an answer for this, but I want you to continue.
Oh, no, go ahead. Because if you've got something on Cargill Industries.
Some wangs.
Okay. Because it does say that 80% of these meat judges in college that have success,
yep,
80% of them go on to work for a food and livestock industry, such as Tyson Foods, which we've talked about before, Hormel.
Right.
Okay, the chili is what I think of with Hormel. And Cargill Foods.
But meat judging in general is shallow because it's not the size of the meat. It's the way that it's hammered.
Well, I mean, it's dead, though. The meat
is dead. Are you talking about tenderized?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought you meant.
You're gonna handle it with care because
it's not the size of the nail. It's the force of the hammer.
Right.
And what
it's
doing.
So why judge the meat? Why rush out to judge the meat? Well, I'll tell you why, Ben. So on Saturday night, and I was actually, Ben's mentioned many times, local yokel on the air here. And on Saturday afternoon, I was walking by old local yokel.
McKinney, right?
Downtown McKinney. Yep. And they were doing a meat cooking class.
Yep.
Like they were, right? And so I had actually copied Ben in a little thing. I blasted out there doing some grill work because I know Ben's a big fan of local yokel. Well, a guy who lives one neighborhood over, a family friend, right? Their kids are about our kids' age. We're friends.
My neighbor.
I knew he did something in the meat industry, but I wasn't sure what. And he invited us over because he had some Wagyu beef, some of the finest in the world.
Ooh, from local yokel?
And, well, this guy is one of 100 bovine nutritionists in the United States.
Okay.
Not many of them, huh?
So he grew up in Addison when Addison was ranch land. In fact, his family, I think, sold all their ranch to the city of Addison.
Okay, yeah, you see that a lot in Prosper, Salina, where farmers are becoming billionaires.
Yes. Now I don't want to get into his situation. I don't know that, but he went to A&M to study this and got a job with Cargill, and Cargill is still family owned. Okay. Mm-hmm. It is not publicly traded as far as I understand. It is a family owned business with over 170,000 employees worldwide.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So these people revenue, we're talking $120 billion a year revenue. He basically said there is not anything that happens in the United States related to the food industry that Cargill doesn't touch in one way or another. And actually today, or yesterday on Mother's Day, after doing that cooking for us, which was incredible, he flew out. And by the way, he obviously knew how to do some steaks. They were spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
But he flew out because he had some thing he had to do in California. But he has clients that are all food industry people. And actually, he's got, I believe he said, 22 clients that are billionaires, because that business, I want you to think about this. Every day in America, there's 1 billion meals prepared every day.
Yeah.
Have you ever sat to think about how you feed the world?
I don't even really like to think about how I get my food anymore.
It is a mind F of the highest order. But when you sent that story, I was sitting there thinking about my buddy Ian. He's one of 100 dudes in the United States that are bovine nutritionists, and they're trying to help people raise cattle in the healthiest and most productive ways possible. And so that is how what he studied. And dude, they pay great money to these companies, to these farmers or ranchers or whatever, to do studies to make sure they're raising it the right way and all
these
this
meat judges are being recruited.
Yes, exactly. And
to make sure that the quality standards are
absolutely
exactly.
Okay.
In fact, I got a quote right here from this article that I wanted to read to you guys.
Okay.
It said this meat judging is college football in a cooler, a world built around high school recruiting, top-notch facilities, competition for scholarships, rivalries. Texas Tech was getting into it with the University of Houston, and also pro scouts. Scouts that go to these 4-H and these events throughout high school and things like that. Now, one example that they have, they said, well, you don't know, these people aren't household names, But talking about 80% of these meat judges going to get huge jobs. One example that Mike had in the article is a guy named Rody Hawkins. He was a former meat judge at the University of Tennessee. He was a coach at Kentucky. He's the guy who co-invented Lunchables.
Oh, and also
what a hero.
Get him on the show.
And also relaunched the Slim Jim.
Oh, it's Randy Savage.
It says, for the last decade, though, pro scouts have had their eye on Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Basically, they've become the Alabama football of the meat judging world. They reset the standards of collegiate meat judging excellence. They've captured 7 of the last 11 national championships. They won 19 out of 21 contests from 2015 to 2017. Basically, in the article, it's compared to John Wooden's UCLA Bruins or the Miami Dolphins of 1972.
Good God. That's crazy. Okay, so I do like, in terms of a steak, I would much rather go to a butcher shop for super high quality.
Me too.
I like going to local yokel
right.
and stuff like, and there's a bunch of different ones. There's been some that have advertised with us in Plano, and they're all over the
place.
There's
some really good ones. Yeah.
When I was growing up, we lived over by Garland and Richardson, and there was a butcher shop. My mom would go buy steaks and stuff from a butcher, and then that just kind of went away.
Right.
But it's resurged in some areas, like. And then Walmart and Costco and Sam's and places like that used to have a really bad reputation for not having great meat. But then they realized that through doing these surveys. And so they made it a huge priority. And now, like, you'll hear people brag about steaks they get at Costco or Sam's or Walmart. And they're right. They're much better than they used to be. But I still can't figure out that line. Like, if I could afford it, every steak I'd get would be from one of those nice butchers.
Right.
But I kind of got to go special occasions because they can get pricey, especially if you're making a lot of them. But man, maybe it's mental, but it just seems like the quality difference is massive.
No, I'm with you, Ben. I think the quality is much better. And you know what else I would say about, and maybe it has to do with my age, but I really think that it's worth going by those places because, quite frankly, I think in general, we should be eating less red meat. I'm not a person that, hey, get rid of it forever. I don't believe in that. But I think in moderation, it would probably help. And so if you ate less red meat, but when you ate it, you ate really good steaks and stuff like that. To me, that's the way to go about it.
So is your friend, is he excited about getting off the meat beat? Or is he?
I think so. I think he's like, hey, I don't have to freelance and do meat stories anymore.
He's the guy he's in that cooler for 8 hours, but he's got like a notepad and a pen. He's shivering, can't even read his writing because
36 degrees in here all day long.
That's a great story, though, man. I had no idea that existed.
I didn't either. And I mean, I knew just from people tagging us in tweets because of that drop. And then it led to that, and that story happened. I was like, wow. So, yeah, there it is. Why Texas Tech dominates judging your meat.
That's my 2 cents. Fantastic stuff. Yep, there it is. A little college sports talk for you.